Parentification is a topic that we need to be talking about a lot more because it's created a generational pattern that we can't seem to get ourselves out of. And for those who are trying to break that cycle, they're being judged very harshly as soft parents. So we do need to address this, and this is what the episode is going to be about today. I'm going to talk about what ca causes parentification. The types of parentification, how does that look like, and the long-term effects on our children when they're being given the role of the parent, and what to do to break the cycle. It's going to be a pretty heavy one, and that's what we're going to talk about today. For those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I am the founder and CBO of Being Connected. I'm also a registered early childhood educator with over 20 years of experience in the field. I work with parents and teachers to navigate the realities of what parenting is today. But don't get it twisted, when you work with me, we put the child's needs first. So we're going to have to put our ego and pride aside, and let's get to it. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, this is season three, so I do invite you to have a look at the two previous seasons. There may be some topics there or some guests that may speak more to your reality today. So have a look. They are timeless episodes. I'm sure you're going to find something there that could help you in your journey. We're going to jump right in today with parentification. I am from the generation, I'm Gen X. The people make jokes about the fact that we were parentified our entire lives. We are the generation that were just left to fend for ourselves. And we've made it our badge of honor. And I think this is where the problem stems quite a bit, because now we're into this, the new generations are not tough enough. So we need to address that, because it shouldn't be a badge of honor. Parentification is not a good thing at all. And we're not quite sure how to get ourselves out of that. So those who are trying are being ridiculed a lot of the times. We see it on social media about how we need to toughen up our children, and that is the problem. So I'm going to walk you through that, and I do invite you to just listen with an open heart. If you are the parentified, and I apologize if I'm not saying this, but if you were the child who had to take on the role of a parent, just know that that was very unfair for you. I've seen it. Unfortunately, we would fall on the older sibling. If there were more than one child, you would have to take on the role of a parent, taking care of the parent and your younger siblings. So you feel robbed of your childhood. And so I'm speaking to you guys today, and giving you just a sense of where you could go to claim back your life as well. So before we get started, what is parentification? It's a term that is not used often. People use different ways of describing it, but it's basically when the parents rely on their children to meet their needs. So the roles are reversed, and they're reversed in different ways. So they could be reversed where the child now takes on the parent role, and it could be in terms of on the emotional level, on the physical level, on the logistical level. So I'll go over that a little bit later. But that's what parentification means, is basically the child takes on the adult's role and responsibilities. And we know very well that that's not what children are supposed to do. This is why I was referencing the eldest child or the older sibling, because it would often fall on them to take on the role and parent their younger siblings, but they would be kind of sandwiched in having to parent their parents as well. So let's just give you a picture of what that could look like and why parents dump their responsibilities or walk away from their responsibilities and dump them on their children. It's not usually intentional. and it's not done consciously, I believe. It could very well be because that's how they were parented and they had to take on the role. Or they're going through some life circumstances that just make it that way. And although that can happen, unfortunately, yes, it shouldn't be a long-term thing. That shouldn't be your only parenting approach. So I'll go through what may cause it. Of course, we have parent illness. So one of the parents is ill, so somebody else has to step in, especially in a single parent families. If the parent gets sick, a lot of the times the eldest or the older children will kind of have to step in on some of the chores and responsibilities. Of course, addiction, substance use disorders, mental health issues, emotional immaturity. We do have some parents who are not emotionally fit or mature enough to have children. So the roles are reversed there, and the children are the ones who are basically meeting the parents' needs. So we do have those heavy ones, but it could also be cultural expectations where the eldest child is expected to take on the role for whatever reason. And high stress environments, of course, if you're in an unsafe environment, it's constant stress, the parents are not able to completely be present for their children and provide them with the needs that the children have, because they're struggling to meet their own needs. So it could switch the dynamic there on the parent and child roles and responsibilities. Intergenerational trauma, and this is what I was talking about with the generation that I'm from. I'm coming from the generations who went through a whole bunch of wars, Great Depression, famines, all sorts of stuff. So there was a lot of trauma there, and you were left to fend for yourself because otherwise you would not survive. So kind of feral in that sense. So yeah, intergenerational trauma does have that, because then that's just the way it was. We hear this all the time. When I was growing up, I wouldn't have been able to get away with this. Or when I was growing up, I was expected to do this and this and this. And you're expecting to do that with your own children, not realizing that you were coming in from an abusive environment. So why would you want to pass that down? So just be very careful when you're rigid on how your children are going to raise their children, your grandchildren, to take a step back and say, okay, yeah, that's how I was brought up. This is how I was raised. That was my home environment. But was that healthy? Let's keep that in mind. That is the one that we seem to have the hardest to face and to tackle and to see for what it really was. So high stress environments will have that. The intergenerational trauma will do that. There is such a thing as an intrusive parenting style, where the parent is just always in control, need to be in control of their children. They're really into it, almost too much. You know, they're using their children as their therapist. They're giving them way too much information. So that will create parentification, where now the parent is expecting the child to fix their problems. And the child takes on that responsibility, thinking that that's what they're supposed to be doing. So there's that. And then there's also the lack of support. We judge parents very harshly when they have to parentify their children, but we don't know their situation. It could be financial, especially if you're going through a divorce or separation, or if you're a single parent where the other parent is absent. There are some stresses there. There is lack of support. If you had to move, if you had to change country even, or town or anything, you just don't know what the person's reality is. But again, we have to realize, yes, this is what we need to do for now, but it should only be temporary. That should not become your lifestyle. So you need to make those changes. As a parent, it's your responsibility to change your situation, so that your children don't have to go through it. It's not up to your children to do it for you. So that is the most important message here. These situations do happen, but they should be temporary. It shouldn't be a life choice at this point for your child. So those are the causes, the main causes. Of course, there are a lot more, but those are the main ones that we see when we're dealing with children that were parentified. Again, I apologize if I'm not saying this right. So, what are the types of parentification? I'm only going to mention two. There are variations of it, of course. You could look into it a lot more, but these are the two that we see the most, or that I work with the most. There's the emotional parentification where the child becomes the emotional support system for the parents. So the child will be giving advice, and we're seeing this even when they're little, or the parent is completely avoiding their responsibility and their role towards their children. Now they're expecting their 4-year-old, their 7-year-old, their 12-year-old to fix it for them. So giving advice, holding secrets, this is the one that I have a really hard time with, trying to make people understand that a adult that asks a child to keep secrets is not a safe adult. So holding secrets is a big sign of an adult reversing the roles, expecting their child to parent them. Comforting the siblings, so we'll get to talk about that a little bit later, and diffusing conflict. So this is the child that has to smooth things over and keep peace in the house. Again, that is not a child's responsibility. We dump it on them, but it's not. And they will take that on. They think they're responsible for the chaos in the house. They're going to think it's their fault to begin with, because adults don't make mistakes in a child's eyes. So they logically, for them, it means that they're the problem. So they will take on that role. Just know that that is never a child's role to diffuse conflict, to fix adult problems, and to keep the peace in the house. That is your role as a parent. So we need to take that into consideration. If you were brought up in a house where you were the one who was expected to keep the, or you felt the need to keep the peace in the house and keep everybody happy, don't make the parents upset. I'm really sorry that you had to go through that. And just know that it wasn't your fault and your parents dropped the ball. What happens in this type of parentification when in terms of the emotional side of it is the child will often feel like they're their parents' therapist, right? They need to fix the problems. The parents will overshare drama at work, all of the issues with their ex or whatever, with their own parents, with their finances, with the neighbors, with this. So the parent that shares everything with their child is a parent that is reversing the roles. And we're talking about emotional parentification. The other form of parentification is instrumental or logistical. There's different terms for it, but this is where the child is now tasked with the adult responsibility. The child had to step in. The parent completely failed as a parent and a functioning adult, and now the child has to step up. So this is what we're seeing in many of the older generations, is they just had no choice. They had to step up as early as 5, 6 years old. They were taking care of themselves or their younger siblings. So we're talking about the household chores, the basic life skills here, or cooking, feeding the siblings, keeping the house clean, all of that. So all of the house logisticals, that's what we're calling it. Instrumental parentification is, keeping the house clean, doing the chores, making sure the siblings did their homework, changing diapers, all of that. I'll go on that because there's some chores. There's a difference between chores and teaching life skills and then taking on the adult's role. Managing finances, I've been subject to that growing up, where I started work way too early. And never saw a paycheck. So I was paying for bills as young as 10 years old. So that is a form of parentification and caring for the siblings, of course. So that was my sister's side. She was the older. She was the one who's raising
There
me.
is a difference, like I mentioned earlier, when you're talking about the difference between instrumental parentification or chores. Right, there's a difference there. You can have you can teach age appropriate life skills for your children. So yes, it is important for them to make their bed, clean their room, help with the dishes, help. They need to be age appropriate. So a 6-year-old should not be making dinner for the younger siblings, or even for the parent, because the parent is too tired or depressed or whatever. So age appropriate life skills, that's okay. Versus things or tasks where now you're serving the adult. The adult doesn't have the strength or doesn't feel like doing their part. So now they're guilting or manipulating their children to do it. So once in a while, yes, the older child could make dinner, depending on their age, that represents different things. but to have expected to do it, expecting them to do it every day, and for them to get punished for not doing it one day, now we've crossed the line. So we need to use discernment on that as well. They can be a blend of the two, the emotional and the instrumental parentification. They could blend in. So now you're dealing with a child who not only has to take on the logistic part of parenting, where you need to be the provider and all of that, and the protector and that, but now you're also the parent's therapist and emotional support human being. That's a bad place to be in, and we unfortunately see that a lot. Now, of course, the parents do need to seek help there, because it's not for their children to clean that mess up. Now, of course, when you're into a parentification family home, it's not going to come out. It's not going to be obvious, because again, we're holding secrets, we're playing around it, we're manipulating it. We're not talking about it because we could be embarrassed of our situation, and the kids are certainly not going to talk about it because they don't want to upset their parents. Or they're not even aware that they're being parentified. So that's another issue. They think this is just normal, right? So we need to be able to recognize the signs of a child that could be parentified. And it's difficult because they look like many other symptoms that children may go through. But these are the main ones that you look for, that you could see that, okay, this every child could have anxiety, but there's different levels of anxiety. So you kind of gauge there. But of course, self-doubt. A child doesn't know how to take on adult responsibilities. On the development part of them, their brain is not able to process this. Part of the brain that can work that out is not even developed yet. And not only that, but they have to learn through example. So if the parent is not showing them through actions how to take care of a house or how to raise younger siblings, they don't know what they're doing. And of course, if they're doing it wrong, they're going to get punished, reprimanded, yelled at. We have people pleasing. We think that it's our fault that our parents are not functioning. I think they're not doing enough. I am a good kid. I am trying to help as much as I can. Please look at what I'm doing, So the people pleasing is a huge thing. Difficult with the asserting themselves. They will have a hard time expressing what they need or what they believe, because they don't want to ruffle up some feathers, right? They don't want to upset the people around them. Guilt is a huge thing. Depression, right? They think they're never enough. Stress, anxiety, of course, that's a thing. Difficulty at school, if they're not in a safe environment at home, if they're going through all that in their mind, their head is very busy at that point. They're not going to be able to focus on school. So you could have a child that's doing really well in school, and all of a sudden that everything starts to fall apart. They're not focusing anymore. The work is not being handed in. That could be a huge sign that there's something there, that there was a dynamic shift in terms of the parent-child roles. And those are the children that cannot enjoy their childhood. Right, they can't play, they can't go out with their friends whenever. Of course, there's some responsibilities, but when it's constantly, they're constantly missing out on just being a kid because they're too busy taking care of the parent or their other siblings. That is a huge thing that we need to look at. So children who don't even know how to play because they never got a chance to. They were too busy caring for people. People who can't go out and play. They can't get into after school activities. Again, there are other factors, but if it's constantly never, never, never able to do anything, where the child doesn't even ask if they can anymore because they don't think it's accessible to them, that is a huge one too. There are so many other signs that can pop up, but it really does depend on the situation. It could be a temporary thing or it could be a long-term thing, but these are the signs that you will see often. And of course, they look like signs for so many other things. That's why it makes it so difficult to pinpoint if it is parentification or if there are other issues that this child is dealing with or the family is dealing with. Again, there's so many other factors that are at play. And I make a very important point here that we need to be careful how we approach this if we do need to approach a parent. Or a family about parentification. depending on the situation that the parent is going through at the moment, they may not be able to see past the stress or the actual situation that they're going
So we
through.
need
To tread lightly there and not be so hard on the parents, because they could be through going through something and they're already beating themselves up for what's going on. I'm now going to mention some of the long-term effects. What happens to a child that's been parentified? Now, again, those are symptoms that could surface from other things, but those are the main ones that we will see. And if you yourself have been parentified as a child, you may recognize some things here that can help you to move on, so that you're not passing that down to your own children afterwards. But one of the first or most important, I think, effect of parentification is suppressed needs. You're suppressing your needs. You're not addressing your needs first. You're emptying your cup to other people, but you're not taking the time to refill your cup. So, this comes from, I had to think about it for a minute. I have to choose my words wisely here, but this comes from when a child in the home environment, a child's own needs or emotions were a threat for the parent. The parent is running away from their responsibilities. So being faced with the child's emotions or needs that need to be met because they are a child, was a threat for the parents, because now they had to face the fact that they were not taking on their responsibilities as a parent. And so the child learns that expressing their own needs or their own emotions was a threat to the parents. They could get in trouble for it. They could get punished for it. They could get belittled, shamed for it. So you just learn to pack it all in. You know, I'm not important enough to have emotions, or I'm not important enough for my needs to be met. This is what happens when you're parentifying your child. It's really hard to see. It comes from a fear of being labeled as selfish or ungrateful, or even to be punished, like I mentioned earlier. So because you have needs and because you have emotions that are triggered by the adult, that makes you selfish. It comes across like that for a child. So of course you just kind of eat that up and bury it deep inside of you. Because your parents are not holding a safe space for you to be a child and to learn how to process these emotions. So you end up with a lot of baggage inside to unpack. Another long-term effect is just unhealthy relationship dynamics. We already know about this, but you know, you will often, as a child that was parentified, you will choose self-centered partners because that's all you know. You were taught that someone who loves you and cares for you will take everything from you, right? So that's what you look for in a parent. Your parents are showing the example of who to look for as a life partner, as a business partner, as friends. So as a parent, be mindful of that, that it's not what you say to your child and how people should treat you, it's how you treat them and how you treat the other parent. That's all they see, and that's what they learn from. So we end up with very unhealthy relationship habits because we haven't been taught healthy ones. So there's also an issue of the fear of an abandonment or rejection, right? So instead of going with somebody that is good for us and could help us get through it, we're looking for whoever is giving us attention. So that's where the unhealthy habits start. It does create also a slew of mental health issues. Of course, suppressing your needs and suppressing your emotions is very unhealthy. So you are looking at anxiety, depression, substance use disorders. I mean, there's a long list of things there where it does tag on with mental health issues. There's another side of it where a lot of people will think, oh, this is a good thing, but in this sense, it isn't, because of the way they got to it. But children that were parentified have very high emotional intelligence. And of course, you're thinking, wow, this is great. but it can go a little too far as well, as because of the way that they had to learn their emotional intelligence, but also going too far with it could hurt you. So children who were parentified come up as strong kids, independent, self-sufficient, all of that, right? Dependable. They do have this superpower of being able to feel the emotions of others in a very strong way. So they're almost feeling it like the other person is feeling it, or they can even see it coming. They will feel it before the person actually feel it. So they will then give themselves a lot more to that person to help them through it. So again, giving a lot to others, but not allowing to take some time to refill your cup. So how do we break that cycle? This is something that's been going on for generations. It's still deemed the respectable way of bringing up your child is to toughen them up, right? How do we do that? Now we have to understand that I've done an episode on that. I think in season two, you can have a look at it, of what the parent role actually is. And the parent role is to make sure that the child has a healthy and fulfilling developmental growth from infancy to adulthood. So you're there to make sure that your child develops and grows to their full potential. Children have to have a safe space to grow, to play, and to develop without taking on the adult's burdens. Children need to be children. Kids need to be kids. So they do need to play. They do need to grow. They do need to develop in an environment where they don't have to stress about adult problems. And that's hard to provide as an environment, as an adult going through life. That's really hard to provide. So of course it's never going to be perfect, but you need to find that balance. So this is the first thing that you need to do in order to break the cycle, is to make sure that your child feels safe to talk to you about their burdens, to feel safe to express their emotions, no matter what that looks like, no matter how ugly that looks like. Because you're there to show them how to process. They're too young in their early years to understand how to process their emotions. You need to be there to show them how to. And if you're going through your own emotions, you're not able to do that. So the first thing to do is to create that space where your child will feel safe to be a child and not grow up too fast. Whatever that looks like for you or for your child is different. But that is your primary role as a parent, is to make sure that your child feels safe so that the brain can focus on developing and growing and playing and not just focus on surviving and making sure everybody else around them survives. You also need, as a parent, to teach them life skills, right? You not giving them chores doesn't make you a good parent. It's quite the opposite. So they need to be functioning human beings. They need to be able to survive on their own. And that does include keeping a clean house, eating in a healthy way, maintaining boundaries for healthy relationships. That's all part of it. It's not just cooking and cleaning and make your bed, pick your up your socks off the floor. You do need to teach them chores. They do need, yes, sometimes to do their chores before they can go out and play with their friends or play their video games. That is normal, but it shouldn't interfere with your child's health, school, or relationships. So if your child is constantly cleaning the house and looking after their siblings where they can't have a few moments with their friends so that they could just be with people their age and grow on a social level with their friends, then you've crossed the line. If they're starting to show signs of anxiety, depression, if they're regressing in their development, those are signs that you're not addressing your child's need. You need to step up as a parent, as the adult. It's not for your child to figure it out. It's not for you to tell your child to stop being a baby and, tough it out that you had it worse growing up. That's not going to help at all. You're avoiding your responsibilities. So you need to fix this before you don't pass it on to your child. So yeah, if your child is doing really good and now they can't focus at school anymore, they're having trouble with it, that subject, yelling at them is not going to help at this point. Trying to figure out if your child is struggling at school is because they're not feeling safe in some sort of way. Some needs are not being met, so the brain shuts down back to survival mode. So they're not going to be able to problem solve, and they're not going to be able to do the math homework or conjugate verbs because their brain is not capable of doing so. So you need to be aware of that. What is it that triggers you? How can you provide a safe environment for your child? And just recognize that maybe the childhood that you had was not the best, right? And it's not for your child to pick that up. So get the help that you need so that you can be there fully for your child. Your child is not responsible for you and what you're going through. I see that so many times. I've lived it myself. Your problems are not your child's problems, right? So yes, sometimes we do have to tell them about certain things that are going on, but they don't need to know the whole tea, right? They're not your confidant. They're your child. Let them grow. They're gonna feel the need to fix your problems, but they don't know how. So you could tell them, I'm going through a rough patch, but everything is okay. Yeah, I've got the help. I'm gonna get the help that I need. Show them how to do this so that they don't have to go through this when they're adults. Right. So it's not your child's responsibility for what you're going through. Don't make it their problem. It's a you problem. It's not a them problem. Okay. The other thing too is sometimes I mentioned earlier, sometimes you're going through a really rough patch and you have no choice. The children do need to help. Right. They are maybe as a teenager going to have to take a job. That money should be theirs, but life happens, right? You need to find the balance and you need to tell yourself this is just temporary and we'll balance that out once we get through this rough patch. So again, depending on the age that your child is, you need to gauge that so that you know just how much information you give them. But if you're going through a divorce or a separation, you lost your job, you're going through very uncertain times, right? And you're struggling to put food on the table, that's normal. To have to ask your children to help. If you have to take on an extra job, right? You may need the older sibling to care, to look after the kids, whatever reason it is, but that will be temporary. And you should let your child know this and thank them for the help that you show them that you appreciate the help. And then when things work out, then we can go back to normal. But when you're going through that rough patch, you still need to give moments where your child can be a child. All right. So find those moments where you can have fun together, play games, even if you're not feeling it. You need to give your child that time to be able to be a child. So I understand that a lot of realities in the families is there is no support. There is no grandparents or aunties or uncles that could be there to help when you're going through something. Or those grandparents, aunties, and uncles are not the ones that your child needs to be around. So I do understand that, but find within your community there may be some places that are often free where your child can go and hang out with kids their age, so that they can have fun and they can feel normal. That's all the kids want to do is feel normal. So find that balance where you can give them those moments where they can still be kids, they can still enjoy their childhood. And just know that you're going to get through it just like you've gone through everything. Just allow your child to enjoy it a little bit more so that they don't have to go through it just like you are later on. I'm going to leave, or I'm going to end this episode on specifically for the older children, right? Things not to tell your eldest child is so important, and I'm specifically saying it for the eldest because usually they're the ones who have to take care of the younger sibling. But of course, if it's just the one child, or if it's the middle child that's taking care of everybody, whatever the situation is, for the oldest, even if you're in a healthy family environment and you're not parentifying your children, these are things that you really need to avoid saying to your eldest so that they can still enjoy their children, that their childhood, that they can still be kids and they can still enjoy their youth. So one of the first things, I've got nine of them, and I am going to read them just to make sure I'm not forgetting anything. But the first thing you should never, ever, ever, ever tell your oldest child is you're older, you should know better. They can't know better if you didn't teach them. And they're still a child. You can't ask a 4-year-old, or you can't tell a 4-year-old that they should know better because they have a 2-year-old brother or sister. So avoid that. It's not because that they're older that they should know better. What did you do to teach them to know better? And why can't they enjoy their childhood as well? Why do they have to sacrifice theirs for the younger siblings? So now we're creating that I'm not enough, I'm not worthy. That's what we're doing. We're not doing it consciously, but that's what's happening. So never ever say you're older, you should know better. The other one, you're fine, just let them have it. They're still young. Again, you're not important. Your younger sibling is. That's all they're hearing. So saying, let them have it. They're young. You're older. You should know better. That falls all into it. They're allowed to have their things. They're allowed to have their space. They're allowed to enjoy their moments. They shouldn't have to have always, always have to give it away. That's what you're teaching your child to be for when they're adults. I expect more from you because you're older, right? This, you might as well be stabbing them in the heart at that. I expect more from you. Have you been clear on the expectations? Are your expectations realistic for their age, for their reality? So again, never, never say that to your oldest child. You're supposed to be the responsible one. Because you're older, you're supposed to be responsible. We're supposed to be teaching the others how to be responsible as well. So again, we need to be careful with that, how we're saying it to the oldest one. We're just dumping all these expectations on the oldest. They don't even know what they're supposed to be doing. They're children. They're supposed to be children. That's all they're supposed to be. Your sibling looks up to you. Set the example. We've heard that your sibling looks up to you. Why are they looking up to you? The children should be looking up to their parents. So if you're telling your eldest that their sibling are looking up to them, that's your first sign that you are dumping your parent responsibilities onto your oldest. Your children should be looking up to you, not the eldest. If they think that the eldest sibling is the one to look up to, it's their role model. They're the parent, you're not. So be very careful with what you say. Right? You're not a little kid anymore. Stop being a baby. They are a kid. Let them be a kid. If they're acting like a child, if they're acting younger than their age, it's because it's their way of telling you that there's a need that's not being met. If you are not picking up on that, if you're not addressing their need, you're the one who is flopping on your child. You're the one who is not meeting your child's needs. It's not the other way around. And so be very careful with that. Say you're not a kid anymore. We should be kids our entire life. I'm a big kid, right? You should be having fun throughout your life. So don't kill it for your child, okay? You're older. Why don't you help more? What does that have to do with anything? Why don't you help more? Everybody can help in their own way. So, what is it that you as a parent actually need? And is it responsible for you to be dumping that on your child, right? Are you asking them too much? Should you be contracting somebody to do the landscaping in your backyard as opposed to getting your eldest and then guilting them into it? So, again, a very fine line there. And I rely on you more. That's another one. I trust you more. I rely on you. That is heavy for a child. That's a lot of pressure. You don't want to put that on your child. Why are you relying on a child? Again, these are things that you need to ask yourself. And then the last one is stop acting like a kid or stop acting like a baby. They are a kid. They may not be a baby. So again, what is it that you need? And who do you need it from? Because you're not supposed to need it from your child. So these are the things I'm going to leave you with. It's a heavy, it's hard topic. I could talk about this for so much more. But as a parent, I know that you've gone through some stuff like that. And I'm just inviting you to say, okay, how did it feel for you growing up? What were you resenting about the way that you were raised? And why would you want to pass that on to your children? So be mindful, go easy on yourself too if you are picking up on some of those patterns. The fact that you are aware of them already puts you a step ahead of most parents. So be mindful of what expectations you have of your children. And when you catch that moment, when you realize that you're expecting your children to feel a void, that now you need to do something. That is a huge wake-up call because it's not for our children to step in and take our responsibilities. So I'm going to leave you with that. If you have any questions or you need more information, do reach out. I am a real person. I can help you with that. And just make sure you have fun with your child. Allow your child to be a child. Even if you're going through some tough times, you can find those moments of just allowing to enjoy the moment. And no matter how short that is, it'll make a big difference for your child. And open up to them again. They're not your therapists, so don't open up too much, but do explain if you are going through a rough patch. Explain to them, I'm really going through it. I need a little bit more help, but I just want you to know, I'm taking care of it. You are the adult. You are responsible. And give them time to enjoy it and play. And I'll leave you with that. I could go on forever, so I'm going to leave it there. If you want more information, you know where to reach me. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And don't forget to have a look at the two previous seasons there to see if there's anything that can help you. Until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.